If you go east of here, just about a mile over on Avenue A, you'll find a church that is called the Abundant Life Church. Undoubtedly, it comes from the passage in the gospel today about Jesus giving life and giving it abundantly. And in reality, I kind of like that name. I think it might sound good, the Abundant Life Catholic Church. I like that. You know, if you look sometimes at our advertisements, it's almost as if those companies that are advertising on television want to give us abundant life, or they want to tell us that they can. You know, you listen to the ads about cable TV networks or satellite dish networks, and it's like, man, you buy that package and you've got it. You've got everything there is. Or you drink this beer, and boy, you've got what it takes. Or for us older folks, if we just buy the right medications, man, we've got it. And those luxury car ads, have you ever kind of watched those? It's like you buy this car and your life is changed forever. You're someone. Life might be changed making the payments, but sad part of all that is that we buy into it sometimes. You know, we think, boy, if I get this, I've got it made. And we get it. And it don't do much good, you know. Our life continues with the same problems and anxieties and worries and disappointments. In the gospel today, Jesus wants to speak to us about life. Abundant life. Life that will never end. You know, if you think about it, only God can give us the fullness of life. Because only God has the fullness of life. You and I have life as something we receive. But it's not something we have any control over. We don't know when we're going to die. We don't know how long our lives are going to last. We have life, but the life we have here on this earth will go away. If we want the fullness of life, then we have to receive that from the one who has the fullness of life. And nothing created, nothing material can give us that fullness of life. Because it is God's. But the good news for us is that God has chosen to share that life with us through Jesus, his Son. The gospel today uses some rich images. The shepherd. It speaks to us how Jesus is the shepherd who wants to lead us to that fullness of life. Then it kind of switches and uses a different image. Jesus is the gate through which we can pass, trying to bring home to us that unless we come to that life through Jesus, we can't find it. We can't reach it because he is the one that God has sent to us to be the very source and the fountain of life for us. The gospel is inviting us and challenging us to come to the Lord Jesus that we might have the fullness of life. The second reading has a rather interesting little part in it. The whole reading is really nice. I like it. But I was kind of struck right by the beginning of it where he talks about suffering for doing good. And he says, if we suffer for doing good, we ought not be ashamed of that. And we ought not be surprised for it. I didn't have time. I was working a lot on this homily while I was driving yesterday. And so I didn't have time to go to the Bible and look. But I think right before that in Paul's or Peter's letter. He talks about the suffering we should be ashamed of is the suffering we have for doing evil. But when we do good and suffer for it, we are doing the same thing that Jesus did. Jesus did good and he suffered. And that's the kind of suffering we must embrace. You know, sometimes people will say to me, well, what did I do wrong that I'm suffering so much? We need to ask sometimes, maybe I'm suffering for doing right. I'm embracing the suffering that Jesus had in his own life. And that kind of suffering is never a source of shame, but it should be for us almost the source of honor. There's another image in the gospel that is really strong. And that is right at the end, when Jesus says, the thief comes to steal, to slaughter, and to destroy. But I come that you might have life. Sin and Satan is what comes to steal and slaughter and destroy. Sin always disguises itself to us as something that will give us life, something that will make us happy, something that will fulfill us. And yet, if we're honest with ourselves, it always does the opposite. It steals life from us. It destroys that relationship we have with all that is good. And in the end, it has the power to kill us. Not physically so much as spiritually. Jesus comes not to destroy, but to give life. Life that will never end.